this is usually the setup from you. You're like, oh, no way. Say into that mic there and say that again. And then you just hit me with all sorts of stuff.
No, I'll just say what you're saying.
Would you move to Japan tomorrow morning? Tomorrow morning, the flight and all's booked, you have accommodation there. Are you moving?
No. With who? To do what?
Live.
That's basically what you do here. Just live.
So if you were in my shoes, would you move to Japan tomorrow with the opportunity?
Do a podcast.
On Zoom.
Hang around the local.
Centre.
7-Eleven
over there.
Centre is, yeah.
7-Eleven's a little. Ham and cheese toasties for about 30p.
Send the fucking pay to pound again.
I got in the neck over that, didn't I?
Yeah, you deserve that.
30 cent, would you?
No, I feel like Japan, it would be a hard job assimilating. Obviously, I want to bring the kids, so you know.
What's wrong? Why can't you bring the kids, buddy?
Because that makes assimilating even harder.
How couldn't you assimilate?
What's assimilate, man?
To integrate with them.
Yeah, get used to the way of life there. Learn the language.
Do. If you could remotely do your job, though, that's the only part that's really hard, isn't it?
They all speak English and all the signs are in English. Wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. We went to Thailand that time. Didn't have one bit of trouble with like a language barrier or anything. And plus, you can just do signs. So, like, some places didn't know that I want the 20 blue. And then I just do a smoking thing. Like that. And then you just give it them.
That's very risky business to be doing that gesture in Thailand. This is what I'm looking for. I think I came to the right place.
Yeah,
or someone around the corner.
There's a chance I can go to Japan tomorrow.
I think you should go anyway. It's just 100%. On a little
holiday. No return flight. Just go and see how you're going on.
Sorry, is this a real thing?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, wouldn't be beyond
it's
the
It's too systemic for you, Terry. Like, everything works like perfectly. And you'll be like, I'm not waiting on that traffic light. I'm just going to walk. Bang, that's a no-no.
But you're dead?
They'd shun you, like.
Oh, would they?
Yeah. And they're all so polite and respectful. I'm telling you, boys, the one thing I thought about doing when I came home from Japan was bowing to everybody. They all just bow to each other. Mm. Like, this makes so much more sense than reaching for handshakes. Yeah. So much more hygienic. What a country, boys.
Mm.
I'd go back.
I'd like to see.
I'm going
to
go soon.
Evan says he'll have no slander of emos or rockers on the podcast.
You don't decide what you have on the podcast.
Really into all that kind of music, where they scream and sing with heavy guitars. Have been since school. Bands like Green Day, Linkin Park, and Bring Me the Horizon shaped my childhood. And nowadays...
Is it just the name and the two we said it all, right?
He says they go to a festival in England every year to see these types of bands. And he'd pay good money to see the two lads react to some of their songs.
Bring Me the Horizon.
TBX trip.
I'm not having somebody say Bring Me the Horizon are a good band. Green Day, yeah, couple of good tunes there.
Linkin Park,
couple of great tunes there.
They were ones that we said don't count.
Yeah, they're like Green Day, yeah. The song that everyone sings at their graduation, isn't that The Time of Your Life?
Yep, that's them.
Yeah,
wouldn't be their usual style though. Well, still, they're not that heavy. Glenn from Tipperary, now in Australia. Would you rather an extra leg that kicks people as you go by, or an extra arm that only grabs things that aren't yours?
Well, you're gonna be in prison fast, aren't you?
Yeah. So is the question
which
is more useful in prison?
No, I'm saying you can't now get on a grabbing street anymore, because it's grabbing everything that is in your show. It's snatching iPhones and it's snatching stuff.
Yeah, you can't go down grab street kicking everyone either. Yeah.
You got away with that though,
kicking a granny.
Yeah, bollocks. But you, if you know you're going to bail someone, make space.
But if you know you're going to snatch something, make space.
Yeah, I see what you're getting at, boys.
I'd go with the kicking someone. At least, like, you can be able to walk in and out of someone's gaff. You know what I mean? Just don't go near them.
Yeah.
You're walking out of the gaff, bleeding, taking someone's pair of runners at the door and all. Yeah, with the dog, yeah. Picking up the remote control and all.
We mentioned this listener on the TBX, but here's her email. From Veronica in Munich.
Oh, yeah.
She says, discovered the podcast a year ago. Huge step up from Derry Girls. When I watched that series, I had to concentrate really hard for the first 10 minutes because I thought I could understand English. I was wrong. That really got my brain working. With your podcast, now that I've listened to almost the entire back catalogue, I'd say I understand about 90%. And as for the rest, I just enjoy the giggles of the three of you. She's actually talking to Siobhan here. She got the fada in as well with Siobhan. Fair play, Veronica. I love the variety of topics you cover, from funny to tricky. It's a joy when your podcast pops up on my Spotify. And if I'm having a less than mediocre day, I just have to think of Whoopi. And Terrence. And the world seems lighter again. Say hello to the lads from me, Veronica.
What say? She's from Munich, is she?
Mm.
Legend. There's another German.
She is. That's the German.
Oh, that's the German you're talking about. <really? laughs>
That's the German international I was talking about.
Yeah, she's a legend. Yeah, nah, that's a nice message to get.
The Germans are legends, aren't they? Honestly,
she's a legend. Yeah.
Shirley says, "Love the podcast and the positivity that you spread. Always a guaranteed pick me up." She has a couple of questions. Any sign of you doing another tour? It would be great to see you live.
A tour?
A tour?
Terry
on tour?
Are you going on tour to see Shirley or not?
No, I'm not going on tour.
We can't get him back on the stage.
Yeah, oh, it'd want to be something big if we can get him back on that stage. So no, I'm not going on tour.
Send out the podcast, a big achievement.
Huge, bro. Huge. Yeah. And 100% I'd have them thoughts internally. But yeah, no. If I die with that as my last ever show, definitely the best show we've done, biggest venue we've done, I'm happy to die. Well, someone's going to clip that. I want to be alive. I'm not happy to die. I'd be happy to die and know that that was the last.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You hear me?
Yeah. Shirley also wants to know if you do birthday messages or recordings. Says, my friend doesn't give a name. He's a big fan. Had a bit of a tough year health-wise. Just wondering if you did birthday messages. Start the next year off on a good note.
Happy birthday to Shirley's friend.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very tough name for us, that is.
Shirley.
Or Shirley.
No, you can't say
Shirley. Shirley.
Shirley.
Shirley.
Will you say happy birthday to our fucking friend?
I want to say happy birthday to... I feel like ringing her. Did she leave contact information there? Ring, what's your mate's name? And do a happy birthday message. But happy birthday to your mate. Happy belated or happy early birthday for next year?
We don't know. We didn't get a lot of info, but happy birthday. We're one or the other. We're early or late here, but look, next year will be a better year.
Agree with the lad who wrote in about talking bollocks, putting a curse on listeners for their cards to decline. But I'm not mad about it because I tapped my card at the bus station yesterday to use the toilet. The barrier lifted. I used the loo. Got on the bus, had a notification from Revolut that it hadn't gone through. Not being charged to use a manky bus station toilet nearly took away the sting of not even having 50 cent in my account.
That's actually disgraceful, isn't it? Charging people to use the toilet.
It's a joker, this.
How are you charging people to go to the toilet? Surely as well, if you're charging people to go to the toilet, that should be going directly to keeping the toilets clean.
As you spoke last week about bins in the Fino, how's there no toilets in that Phoenix Park?
That's insane.
Oh.
There's a big lack of public toilets in Dublin.
But
in general.
You know what it is, like, it's poxy pissing outside. Like, anywhere, if you have to go to the toilet anywhere, you're up in the Phoenix Park, there's just people pissing and shiting behind trees left, right and centre. And there's nothing else they can do. Fucking put a few toilets. Who do you speak to about that?
The council.
The council?
But there's a lack of toilets.
The council, you won't even empty the bins, you mad thing, yeah. You're gonna put a bar to live up there by me at the monument.
That's why you said that, as if that's never occurred to you before. Council.
Fuck off, will ya? Gang of legends. All the boys are in the, they're all in the council, they just smoke all day, pretend they're changing bins and all. It's great. Like 100% this podcast gone in the morning, going for the council. 100%. Now I'm saying that, right, and I don't want to do a TBX episode, a TBX week in the council. This is what I want to do. I want to do a week where I'm on the streets.
There's a rumour going around. On the streets.
Terry's back on the streets.
Back on the streets.
There's a rumour going around, isn't there, Terry?
What's the rumour?
That they don't do any walk in the council.
It's an old myth, isn't it? Because all the boys are grafters, yeah. The boys, they do heavy hours, they do.
And you can't get, it's one of them jobs where you can't get sacked out.
Nah, once you're in, you're in, bro.
Yeah. I know someone got sacked out of the council.
I don't know any job you can get sacked from.
I know someone got sacked out of the council. He got caught walking.
That's mopper.
Deep knocker.
Next, spent the weekend at my girlfriend's parents for the first time. In the morning, her mum had a load of cereal boxes out on the table and a big jug of milk. When I picked up the milk, it was hot. My girlfriend just said, yeah, we always have the milk hot for cereal. I realised I'd never seen her eat cereal before this moment.
He got rid of her.
Now he says, if it was Weetabix on the table, I wouldn't have minded as much. But the options were crunchy nuts, Special K, and Rice Krispies. None of those should be served with hot milk.
I agree.
But if you're in my situation, what option would you have gone for? He doesn't tell us what he did go for.
So, crunchy nut,
Special K, and Rice Krispies.
Special K.
Crunchy nut isn't bad with hot milk.
Special K is just like cornflakes, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Special K, like
a little bit.
Like cornflakes.
Because cornflakes with hot milk is nice.
Lovely.
Yeah. But I mean, it's childish. How old is he?
Yeah.
How old is she?
It's the family, yeah. Do you know what? I can't remember the last time I had cereal. You just stop having cereal, I think, one day.
Just porridge, innit?
Oh, yeah.
It's just porridge all the way.
Oats and all.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
Oats and all.
That's all it is, bro. That's all it is. An overnight out.
Yeah. That's what life is now. Oats and all.
When's the last time you had a bowl of cereal, Lon?
I think I had a bowl of Cheerios a couple of weeks ago because my kids.
Were you doing the dad thing and finishing them for the kids?
No, I think I had my own bowl in the evening.
Cereal's nice in the evening.
It's whop up.
You know you're not meant to be having that half.
I know you're eating cereal. You're flat out in cereal. You do.
Before he married his boy, I'd say he had 3 square bowls of cereal a day.
Yeah. No fault.
He's like your man on the, did you ever see In the Joy? Cornflakes. And they're not healthy cornflakes all the time. Did you ever see that clip?
He's the cow. He's the cow.
That's Terrence.
Did you ever see a man?
Terrence watching that clip being like, what's he on about?
Kellogg's.
The best part is I'm just sitting in the Joy giving out, and I love how he's like at dinner hour and tea hour. I fucking live in society in public at free will and I don't have me tea. Where the fuck did that come from? Tea hour? Do you outgrow cereal? You definitely do. When was the last time you even bought some?
Cocoa Pops. You'd eat Cocoa Pops.
I say the last time I had cereal was probably Weetabix as well. Do you know what? I went through a phase of two Weetabix, protein milk and a banana. Oh my God. Unreal.
No, that's nice, but that wouldn't fill a gap in your tooth. Two Weetabix?
Yeah.
If I was putting Weetabix in a bowl and gone for 6. At least.
6?
Bro,
how big is your bowl?
Only that size, bro.
How big is your bowl?
Nah, no, Weetabix out.
If I was eating a Weetabix anyways, I'd crush it.
Weetabix.
I'd crush a Weetabix in my hand, let it dissolve into the bowl. Swear to God. Crush it. And then they dissolve all in. It's like porridge then, but it's not. It's Weetabix.
I'm not against that. I don't think any man's fitting 6 Weetabix in one bowl.
No, I think he's being over dramatic then.
Yeah, that's spoof.
Yeah.
I haven't had Weetabix in 20 years.
He's being a muppet.
It's that Muppet stuff, is it?
6 Weetabix in a bowl.
Yeah, no, but listen, right. I'm a Muppet, right, but you're a... You're a Muppet as well, because we're both on the wrong scale. If it's not 4 Weetabix, you're doing it wrong. You can't eat 2 Weetabix and go about your day like as if you're out there having breakfast.
You don't have to stop at 2 Weetabix, but you're not fitting 4 or 6 Weetabix in one bowl.
100% you fit 6 maybe Weetabix 6. In a bowl.
Crushed. I don't crush them, we put them in, let the milk soak into them.
But you're not eating two.
You didn't think about doing that, didn't you? Not? You were like, oh, he's onto something.
Now, do you know people do? They get two. I understand the 2 Weetabix. When you put 2 Weetabix in a little glass jar that I don't have, by the way, right? You put 2 Weetabix in, yeah, and then you
seen this online, them. Did you?
Yeah. And then you put your scale yogurt on top.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, raspberries, blueberries, whatever you're into. Could be chocolate sauce, something like that. Leave it in the fridge overnight. Boom, there you go, the next morning. That's the only time you use 2 Weetabix.
6 Weetabix. No, tell you, McGaff, because all the money's gone on Weetabix
and
giant
Skia yogurt.
No, tell you where money goes. Fast as well. Fruit. Oh, the price of fruit. The price of fruit. Oh.
Go on.
Now, because I like a blueberry or a raspberry. Either or. Yeah, in a berry yogurt. Yeah. You buy one tub of blueberries, one tub of raspberries, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, Alan. It's a tenner. £8. You round her off. It's definitely £8.
I bought blueberries yesterday in Tesco. They were £2.50.
Oh, yeah, mine in the centre.
You can't be buying those kinds of things in your local convenience store.
See, I kind of live day to day with that.
Yeah, you're paying the day to day tax in those places. Didn't you say you've started doing weekly shops?
Yeah, they do them the odd time, yeah.
The odd time. Weekly.
No, but I can do a weekly shop on a Wednesday as well.
Yeah, and then you do it the next Wednesday.
Your Monday at No, Sunday at 11 a.m. after you're Americano on your island in your kitchen. We go and we do this.
Yeah, he's human. He's no. human because he's not car out.
You're like. Having to go with him for drinking coffee. You're after giving us your recipe
yeah.
for a fucking tropical
Skia yogurt.
I don't
Skia yogurt. Yogurt.
I don't and expense, do it.
The expensive berries.
In a jar. Going out and buying jars to put your Weetabix in.
Berry flour.
100% listen to me. Don't do that.
Jordan does it.
But no,
six
no, no,
Weetabix.
No.
Six.
Why these 6 weeks? The big's no problem. What would you know?
Couldn't afford 6 weeks, big sir.
Fuck off. You, you 6 weeks. How much to watch on your name? Give us in for the score.
He's getting all defensive now.
Nah, feel, because I can see, I can feel the energy. The wheels are turning and all this.
No, I think what's interesting is he talked about having 6 weeks as a kid.
No, I'm saying you would polish 6 weeks. Mm.
Yeah, you would, but you don't.
I know, but you don't eat two.
Oh, two on a banana, sometimes three.
You're not eating 2 weeks.
Terrence, oh. I haven't done it in years, mate.
You're not eating 2 Weetabix, bro.
I haven't done it in years.
2 Weetabix?
I did it the other day.
I don't see the point of eating 2 Weetabix.
People out there that do one.
Nah, you're not eating a Weetabix.
That is weird.
You're not eating a Weetabix.
One Weetabix.
Yeah. But is 2 not a bit weird as well? Like, we're big men, right? We're grown men. You know? We're grown men. We can't put 2 Weetabix in a bowl, right? And we're a milk on it and eat it.
And we're a ski of yolk and a blueberry and a raspberry and honey and chocolate sauce.
No, bro, no, no. Hold on for a minute.
Terry's Weetabix Sundays.
Do you know what's annoying me?
Chocolate sauce.
I went to. I'll keep turning on me. I'll smash the glass.
I'll be turning on you. Terrence goes, this is my daily routine. And then we go back and say it to him. He's like, what are you getting smart for?
Yeah.
He literally says, I put this in a jar with chocolate sauce, and I say it back to him, and he's like, I'll smash this place.
No, I have a habit of it.
I'll smash this studio, and then I'll go home and I'll smash the glass jars with the Weetabix in them.
My Instagram reels is full of food stuff. Right. People make a food, and that's one of them, and I haven't done it, but I want to do it. But I'm saying to you to do it.
Do what? Do what?
Because you have 2 Weetabix. That makes sense.
You have an opportunity here, Calvin.
Yeah.
You have two.
Eat two anyways. Why would you not add the extra bits on?
I think I was living in me ma's the last time I had Weetabix.
So you didn't have 2 Weetabix the other day?
No, I only said I can't remember the last time I had cereal.
You had 2 Weetabix.
I this fella, yeah.
The other night.
Why? I'd have
why?
Special K, yeah. Special
like, K you were peckish, you weren't hungry.
Actually, I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't go back to sleep because I was very hungry.
Really, yeah? And you thought 2 Weetabix would do it?
I just wanted something quick.
Yeah.
Very quick. I was like, that'll do.
Convenient man like himself.
He's an odd boy. He's an odd.
We're odd.
I struggle to comprehend that people that go for 2 points as well. You know that one? I'm going to go for 2 points. Why? Why? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have 2 Weetabix. Why? It's not filling you.
Why are they single as well? 2 Weetabix.
Yeah. No, but if you had if you have 2 points, you're not getting drunk. Right?
Right.
You're getting nothing out of you. You're just having 2 points. I have 2 points. Why are you having 2 Weetabix? You're not getting full. There's nothing to come from it. You're just having it.
You might enjoy the taste.
Maybe you're trying to fuel a run. I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get full.
No, that's on the. No, if you said to me I'm having 2 Weetabix and I'm going to run 40 minutes or whatever, I'd say yeah.
But did I not say at the start I used to have it with protein, milk, a banana and 2 Weetabix?
Yeah.
Why does he have to give you the details of his day to get your approval for his breakfast?
Look, I'm not accepting 2 Weetabix as a grown man, bro. If you're eating that for your breakfast, I'm not having it. There's too much talk about Weetabix in the episode.
Well,
you brought it up.
Remove it. If there's this much Weetabix talk in the episode, on.
I agree with you. My kids, my 3-year-old son eats 2 Weetabix for breakfast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my point, bro. Anyways, can we go home, Luke, or something?
Yeah, I'm dying to go home. Have a couple of Weetabix.
I'm yawning.
A couple of Weetabix, yeah. Well,
if we don't get a Weetabix sponsor after the last hour of talk here.
Terrence Powell, next live show. Yeah. How many Weetabix can you fit in a bowl?
6 Weetabix underneath everyone's chair.
How much milk would it take for 6 Weetabix?
That's the other thing. If you're eating 6 Weetabix, you've got a serious milk bill.
You'd have more.
2 lilies.
You'd
two
have
lilies.
6 before you'd have 2.
No, you'd have. No.
6 is a lot.
That's 2 lilies worth
if
of milk.
We go
it's
to his.
Actually, not, boys. Why is 6 Weetabix is not that much?
Is it knocking the mic?
He's down. Knocking over microphones and everything.
What are you, boys? You are talking like Weetabix at the same size as that bottle of Volvic. That fucking Weetabix. How old are you?
It's a very dense food.
Yeah, no, smaller than the phone, bro. A Weetabix is smaller than that, bro. That wouldn't even fit in a bowl.
It's about the size of that. That mouse.
Yeah, that's a wee
like bigger than that.
No, in terms of area.
They're even smaller than that. Six of them little yokes there. Fuck off.
I'm going to Tesco after
but this. Boys, you are very dramatic.
We're dramatic.
Now let me
speak. You literally just had to knock the microphone down and then you smash the studio up over saying you can't have 6 Weetabix.
You are carrying on, boys. 6 Weetabix and all. Like, you don't go through kebab meals. Like, there's nothing as well. Like, it's a Weetabix. A Weetabix.
A Weetabix.
And you're having 6 Weetabix, bro. Come off it. You can't have 6 Weet... Pigeon belly.
I have a feeling.
Bro, the Weetabix.
I have a feeling you're he's eating the mini ones.
Ah.
Because you can't get mini ones.
Don't start tricking me with this. Weetabix are small. Because I'm not falling for this bollocks.
You could be.
Bro, it's a Weetabix.
You can get Weetabix.
You're eating the small ones. How big are yours?
The Weetabix are that size, bro, 1,000,000%, and that
No, normal one's bigger than that.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's not bigger than that.
That's a Weetabix.
No. It's bigger.
There's definitely Weetabix are bigger than that. Bigger,
well, hey, do you want to be with the way yous are going on? They'd want to be because he's like, you wouldn't have 6 Weetabix. What are you talking about?
Please.
Like, why you? Like, if I was having 6 Weetabix, I would have extra. I'd have bagels and a banana. I'd have all that.
Bagels with Weetabix.
No, I'm saying I could. You're going on like 6 Weetabix, you'd be up to that. What? Like, it's fake news. 6 Weetabix be polished fast, faster than you think. Fuck.
Calvin, if we do end up going to your garden party,
can I have 6 Weetabix waiting on me?
Right, I'm bringing a box of Weetabix.
100%.
I'm going to need your biggest ball.
100%. A basin.
I'll bring in 6 litres of milk.
Even better, I'll have 12 Weetabix in the bowl. I'll eat all 12.
What do you reckon is your max?
Weetabix? Yeah. 28. I could eat 28 Weetabix.
28?
In one sitting?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
He's on about the mini ones. Has to be. There's only 28 in the box.
28, okay. I'll bring the box.
There's your way too wound up now.
28
Weetabix. You're literally going 23 and you're telling me if I was to have breakfast I'd have 2 Weetabix. Fuck off, boys. You are losing your fucking minds over here. Every week I come in here I lose a bit more faith in the two of yous.
Why does he keep going 6 Weetabix, 2 Weetabix? It's 2 Weetabix is 1 Weetabix to him. It's 2 Weetabix plural.
He's a losing his mind. See you later. I'm done with this episode. Everything's in the description.